People in San Francisco's suburb of Fremont, the nation's largest community of Afghan immigrants, have been watching intently the events in Afghanistan. The Taliban retreat has left many hopeful. From member station KQED, Raquel Maria Dillon reports.
At Pamir Market in the Fremont neighborhood known as Little Kabul, the politics of Afghanistan are not far away. Next to the cash register, there's a collage of photos of Afghan resistance leaders who have fought against the Taliban, while grandmothers shop at the Muslim butcher and young people eye the racks of Middle Eastern CDs and videos, the men gather to talk excitedly about the news from home.
This is the best news I ever had, really.
Restaurant manager Wahid Andisha beams as he offers a bowl of Afghan candies, sugar-coated almonds, to the TV news crews sampling public opinion in the neighborhood.
It's amazing. It's amazing how I feel. Thank you, America. I think you thank Bush government. Thanks, American, for supporting us.
Like the majority of Afghans in Fremont, Andisha came to the U.S. as a refugee after the communist invasion in the early 1980s. As the refugees built new lives in California, they watched their homeland fall to the Soviets, disintegrate under ethnic infighting, and struggle under the oppressive rule of the Taliban. Andisha is Tajik, and the Fremont community includes Uzbeks, Tajiks, and Pashtuns. But regardless of ethnic allegiances, most here have opposed the Taliban's fundamentalist regime and welcome a change. They hope the new government will have representatives from all ethnic groups.
We have to sacrifice and form some kind of a coalition government, including Northern Alliance, including, I don't care if people want to be Talib, I don't care. He can pray 100 times a day, he can grow 1 yard of beard, I don't care.
After years of ethnic warfare, peace will not come easily for Afghanistan. But for now, Andisha stands outside his restaurant and happily greets his friends like Nasir Muhammad.
I happy today because maybe my country is free. I like it. All my family like it. God bless you, President Bush. Yeah, very good. I like for all American people.
Muhammad is in his 60s and hopes to return to Afghanistan with his wife and children. Many Afghan Americans share this dream. Andisha sees opportunities to help rebuild the country and maybe even profit.
I can go, I can visit, I can help, I can take my resources, I can take a few bucks, I can take my education, I can take my children. There's so much we can do for that little country of ours that has been destroyed for 30 years.
Even younger Afghan Americans who grew up in California hope to return home to visit and maybe even live in Afghanistan. Ahmad Azimi came here when he was 8, but he still remembers his family's house and the alleyways of Kandahar.
I would go back to Afghanistan. We have a lot of land over there, but that land is just like all rubble now. If I can go back there with a lot of money and I could just grow my land and I could just make it to where I could live free and I could live off my land, that would be nice.
People here concede that it will be weeks or months before anyone can even consider returning to Afghanistan. But the recent victories over the Taliban make dreams like this seem more real. For NPR News, I'm Raquel Maria Dillon in Fremont, California.